Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin and I'm here with Dylan Shivery.
You said my name weird, but hello, Billy. Hello, Billy.
And Dan Magister.
Ross.
How are you? How are you, Dan?
Okay, back from Philly.
You've got your Stroh's shirt on, man. Stroh's are killing
it. I do. I have Stroh's everything on right
now. Killing it.
Best team in baseball.
Not everything, just a shirt.
No, and socks. Oh. And you could say these shoes are Astros Yeezys.
These are Yeezys.
You could say a lot of things if you wanted to. Before we get into sports, we got a lot of good shit to talk about today, including Tiger Woods. What else?
LaMelo Ball.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
We're going to do some wrestling. And talk NHL and NBA because we're in the middle of the Stanley Cup final and we're about to start the NBA finals.
We definitely need to touch on Pittsburgh, though. Like, I wasn't here Friday, but I need to give...
The Pens?
I need to talk about the Pens.
And this is a sports podcast. Yeah. But really quickly, before we get into all that, go to Rowdy Gentleman at rowdygentleman.com. Summer is officially here and or right around the corner, and it's time to get your outfits together for the 4th of July. We've got great swimsuits, t-shirts, tanks, hats, everything else you need to look great and represent America this summer. If you use the code BACKDOOR at rowdygentleman.com, you get 10% off your entire order. Like I said, for July 4th, we got great patriotic gear. Rowdy Gentleman is the second of our two e-commerce properties here at Grand X, so get on there and support us.
Free shipping over $25.
Yeah. Use the code BACKDOOR at checkout. All right, let's start this thing off with some Tiger Woods DUI talk. So the news broke on Twitter that Tiger was arrested.
Yeah.
His mugshot was out. It is not a flattering mugshot. It highlights in particular his glaring lack of hair.
Did ESPN Photoshop his hair at some point?
Yeah.
That was weird.
This kind of rounds out his full fall from grace.
It does.
No fall from grace is complete without a Hall of Fame mugshot like this guy has.
That's very true.
Unbelievable mugshot.
It is.
He looked like absolute trash.
He looks like a guy at the bottom of the barrel.
Yes. He looked like they just woke him up from a coma.
And they literally had just woken him up. Because he felt... Okay, so when this all comes out, we all assume Tiger's fucked up. I think the original story was that it was like 7:30 in the morning. But that ended up being completely false.
That was his booking time, I believe.
Something like that. It was like 3:30 in the morning. The original report from TMZ Sports says that he was drunk. The cop smelled alcohol. All that ended up being false. He blew a 0.0 twice. Yeah. He had no alcohol on his breath in his system, 0.0 BAC. And he copped to the fact that it was probably a mix of prescription medication, presumably pain pills, maybe something else mixed in there, that had him in this state that he was in. But he was fucked up.
Got off his like 12th back surgery or whatever. So yeah, it makes sense.
And he detailed that to the cop even. He told the cop about his surgeries, told the cop about all his medications that he's prescribed to. First of all, you got to put yourself in this cop's shoes. You pull up on an SUV that's clearly taking some damage because he hit some shit. Oh. Fell asleep behind the wheel.
He went, what's the guy's name from Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, he went Jordan Belfort.
He went Jordan Belfort? I didn't know he actually got into a little...
His car had some damage.
Okay.
Came across some lewds?
Maybe he was on some lewds. Who knows? He got his hands on some fucking... What are the lewds called in Wolf of Wall Street that they get at that are like the ultimate quaaludes or whatever? Fuck, I can't remember. But somebody out there does.
Mike is going to tell us.
Anyway, pulls up on this on a car.
Lemons?
Guy's asleep. Lemons. There you go.
Yeah.
Boom. Nicely done. No computer work there, by the way. Just brain.
Like an elephant, this brain.
All right. And it's Tiger Woods behind the wheel in fucking Jupiter, Florida, which I feel like...
Hometown.
If you pull up on a guy passed out behind the wheel in Jupiter, it's like 1 in 3 odds that it's Tiger.
Right. It's not a large town.
At some point, this was going to happen. What do you do if you're that cop? The problem is that it's 2017. And all these dudes are armed with cameras on their person, microphones on their person, fucking cameras in the car. Everything's being recorded. If it's 1964, just to pick a random year, there is no way Tiger Woods is getting arrested in this situation.
If it's Wilt Chamberlain in his prime, he's...
There's no fucking way. No one ever hears about this. We never get that mugshot. None of this shit ever happens because the cop is going to say, dude, what are you doing driving? I'll follow you home. Like, you need to get back to your house. He's probably only a couple miles from his house.
Call your boy up. Come pick you up.
Right. I mean, but Wilt Chamberlain was playing professional basketball at 16 under the name Marcus George, and people, nobody knew.
Yeah, because you could do that shit back then.
That broke on Reddit, like last week or whatever. But with this whole scenario, you got to think, like, the cop knows who Tiger is because they're like one of like 50 people in Jupiter.
Well, also, he's one of the most famous athletes in the history of...
But, like, Tiger knows this cop, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's interesting. I just would like to know what... I would like that cop to, off the record, be allowed to tell us that if the technology recording him all over the place didn't exist, what he would have done. And he has to be honest with us. He would have said, you got to play a round of golf with me next week. I'm taking you home. That's it.
Possibly. I mean, unless Tiger was just so fucked up that wasn't an option. Unless he was...
But
like,
here's the
thing. This guy is going to kill somebody if I let him go. Then I'm going to be fucked.
But you follow him home or whatever. Cops used to do this type of shit all the time back in the day.
You could still fuck someone up on the road if you're...
Not
you know,
if you're like a mile, you're a couple blocks from your house or something.
Do you know where he was in Jupiter?
No, but cops used to do... All I'm saying is, like, you always hear a story from your uncle or your grandpa or whatever about the one time he got pulled over, fucked up, and a cop let him follow him home or whatever. Because that was some shit that happened back in the day. That doesn't happen anymore.
I don't know. Maybe there's history here. Maybe Tiger was a dick to this guy.
Maybe he fucked his wife.
Maybe he fucked his wife.
Let's throw that out there.
Or maybe he wanted to be, you know, in a national headline, like the cop that pulled Tiger Woods over.
Well, do you get
work,
that kind of recognition?
I don't know his name.
I feel like it didn't break.
But the other, Tiger was very cooperative with this guy. If you read the police report, he knew he was fucked. He knew he was in deep shit here. He knew he wasn't all there.
Well, he was asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, isn't that the name of a band?
Asleep at the Wheel. Asleep local, though. I don't think people know about
that. Oh.
They're about to blow up, though, after this podcast.
Great. Well,
you're welcome.
I hope we get credit
for the downloads.
On the national music scene, we deserve credit for that.
So,
we are taste makers.
So last week, news broke that Tiger said that he's never felt this good in years.
Yeah.
And now that. I guess we know. We know why.
It's because he's been high as fuck.
Yeah.
All painkillers.
Painkillers are great, man. I got tooth surgery like 2 weeks ago or whatever, and they gave me some Vicodin. Those things are fantastic.
We don't endorse abusing painkillers, though.
Of course not, but... If you have to abuse a drug, not a bad choice.
No. If you're in the hospital, get some morphine. It's the best.
I mean, you get addicted really quickly, and then the next step is heroin and then eventually death. But on the road to the grave, you're going to feel pretty good.
You're going to chase that dragon.
For at least a couple weeks. Yeah, the problem is you build a tolerance really quickly, and then you need more and more and more, and then you die. Or you fall asleep behind the wheel like Tiger. But like I'm just saying, fun for a little while. And Tiger clearly has reached the point where it's no longer fun.
So, is his career over?
Yeah, I mean, it's still over. I don't think...
It's been
it was
over.
It was over before this, and I don't think this is going to help.
Over under...
The guy can't get to
half a win
holes
on tour.
Over under... I'm still saying under. He's never going to win.
He's never going to win another tournament.
Not, I mean, not a tournament. Not
he's
even
never
like,
going to win a tournament
not
again.
Even like the John Deere.
No fucking way. No, not even in the fucking...
What about like a web.com tour?
He will not win. No, he won't play.
Oh,
web.
I love this. Champions
tour when he's 50?
His back won't hold up.
Of course, TMZ Sports chases down John Daly and asks him about this Tiger situation. And the quote from John Daly is about how he can get himself back in action. Get back on the golf course, man. This stuff will pass. It always does. Hey, it proves he's human. He's one of us, baby. I love him. No, this is not what proves that Tiger is one of us. I don't know if John, we found that out 10 years ago with the rest of the shit that happened. And he was banging cocktail waitresses and Hooters girls and fucking Vegas bottle service chicks. Like, that's what made him one of us.
He's just not.
He hasn't won a tournament since I was like 15.
He's just not great behind the wheel. He needs to get a driver.
And what the fuck are these guys doing? I mean, look, I know he lost a lot of money in his divorce. But he's worth more than God still. Why does he drive? That is the first thing I would spend money on if I was wealthy. A driver and a Bentley.
If you're on painkillers, though, are you like,
I wonder where he's
drive.
Going at 3 o'clock in the morning without like a drop of alcohol in his system. Like, where could he have been going to?
The internet had fun with that. They were like, oh, he's going over to bang some Hooters waitresses. Or
yeah. Okay, so here's the other theory. And this was my original thought, just because of the look on his face. Like, he was clearly on something. A lot of people take Ambien, like a sleeping medication like Ambien, and have side effects from it, like weird shit. This chick I went to college with took Ambien to go to sleep one night and woke up naked in a bush like 2.5 miles from her house in our college town and had to figure out how to get back to her dorm, like in the middle of the night.
That's terrifying.
Shit like that happens to people on Ambien. They like, it's like sleepwalking, but worse. And there could be some type of sleeping medication situation here with Tiger mixed with the painkillers or something.
So you think he unconsciously got out of bed?
It's possible. And, like, I'm saying it's definitely possible.
Interesting.
Because
he's been known to mess with Ambien too.
Sure.
No, he has.
He fucks with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that might be part of what we're looking at here, because like you said, what the fuck are you doing at 3:30 in the morning behind the wheel with no alcohol?
When was the last time you were awake at 3 o'clock without alcohol in your system? It doesn't happen. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And if I'm awake, I'm at home.
Yeah.
Not in the
like
car.
Trying to get to sleep.
Because, I mean, unless you're going to, like, the only thing I can think of is, like, going to buy cigarettes or something, or, like, some type of nicotine. But that's the only thing people do at that time. You ran out of dip or cigarettes, and you're pulling, like, an all-nighter for work or some shit, and you need, like, that's the only reason I can think of.
That's still not a three o'clock drive, though.
Maybe
I'm
it's
just
more
saying, there's a
wanting
chance.
Some Red Bulls to keep playing Call of Duty. I don't know. He's a big Xbox guy.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, the good stuff from Tiger.
But the mugshot is a Hall of Fame mugshot. It's so bad.
Is this rock bottom, or is there going to be a lower point for him?
You can only go up from here, except death.
We've said he's reached rock bottom so many times. I don't know.
I hope this is it, man.
But
because it's just sad at this
point. This is one of the most... the farthest falls from grace we've ever seen.
From the top of the world to the bottom.
From not just the top. I mean, he was by far the most dominant athlete in his sport for years and years and years. And now he's just...
ESPN released their like top 100 most famous athletes in the universe or whatever list, which, by the way, is just ridiculous because LeBron is number two. Behind Cristiano Ronaldo, number one. LeBron, number two. And Messi, number three. Now, here's why this is stupid. Messi has more than double the Instagram followers that LeBron has. More than double. Now, I don't care what scale you're using to determine somebody's popularity and famousness or whatever.
Damn.
If somebody has more than double the Instagram following you do, they are more famous than you. Inarguably. You got to go by people here.
So Messi has 72.8 million followers.
More people know who Messi is than LeBron James. And I don't think there's any evidence to point the other direction.
Yeah, LeBron is 30.5. He's more, obviously soccer is an international sport.
Yeah, it's a worldwide, sport.
So worldwide, yeah, Messi is probably more well known than LeBron is.
I don't get how they justified that placing.
I don't know.
Go percentage. I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm not going with it anywhere.
Tiger's
I've
prime,
taken you there.
In Tiger's prime, early 2000s, we'll call it, he was by far the most famous athlete in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's where I was going with it. Tiger's still really high up on this list.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Everyone knows who Tiger Woods is.
But that was just depressing even seeing his name on there. I was just like, fuck, man. You fucking idiot. We should still be enjoying prime Tiger right now, and this is what we got, this dickhead in the mugshot.
Now he carries a Monster energy bag. And doesn't make
I
cuts.
I forgot about that. Holy shit, dude. We need Jordan Spieth to turn it around badly.
We don't.
Did you guys realize that Tiger won the PGA Player of the Year in 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won
like,
five
that seems like
he won five
a
tournaments.
1,000 years ago. But yeah, he won five
he
tournaments,
won the
led the money list, and was Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And
that was only
seems
4 years ago. 3 years ago.
Just only, yeah.
Four.
Three four? And a half, yeah. 4 years ago.
Now we're How talking about him winning another tournament again, much less a major.
This is his back. He's got a fucked up back.
Dude, it's not just his back, I'm telling you.
He's got to talk to Freddie Couples. He'll get it figured out. He'll be back.
He will not.
All right, we're done with Tiger.
He can dominate the Champions Tour like Bernhard Langer when he's 50.
Not with a bad back, he can.
Oh, come on. If Daly can win on the Champions Tour, Tiger has 8 years to clean his act up before he goes. He'll be fine.
Dude, we're talking about his
back
though,
fixed.
Man.
Freddie Couples had a fucked up back, too. And he's competing in the Masters on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's a different story and a whole nother deal. Freddie's been in the Masters so many times. All those guys get there till Sunday, and then they fall apart because they're old.
Tiger.
I mean, yeah, sure. Maybe Tiger will be in the top 10 a couple times on Sundays, and then he'll fall apart, and it'll be disappointing for all
of us. He just
needs
to go to Germany, get some of that like stem cell or
blood
like
spinning.
The blood spinning, and
do whatever
good.
Kobe does. Yeah. All right, moving on to the NBA. Finals start tomorrow. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Finals start Thursday. Golden State is a minus 230 favorite to win the series. Cleveland plus 250.
Might be worth taking a flyer on Cleveland plus 250.
I don't even know if it counts as a flyer. It. I mean, yeah, okay. Those are. It just. I hate betting futures, man. Like, if you think Cleveland's gonna win the series, just bet Cleveland every game. I hate doing the like put 100 down to win 250 if Cleveland wins the series.
But you don't have to deal with spreads and.
But that's an extreme.
You're getting better odds.
It's just that's an extreme. Like I feel like if I'm putting down 100 bucks to win 250 bucks. That Cleveland can beat Golden State in a seven-game series, it's not worth it to me. Maybe I'm just not a pussy, and this is for that bet is for pussies.
Well, no, you can take the futures bet and then also bet every
and
game.
And then also bet every game.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
that's
play.
Different. Thoughts and predictions on this game, Dan? Do you want to give us a how many games do you think it's going to go? What's going to happen? Yeah,
I mean Golden State looks pretty unstoppable.
So how many games?
So I think the last 27 games the core four have played together, they're 27-0. So that's Draymond, Clay, Curry, and Durant. But I don't know. LeBron is obsessed with Golden State. Have you heard some of the stories where he's just like constantly just watching?
No.
Like, when he's not playing, he's just watching Golden State games. He's a man on a mission.
That's what he's got to be doing, I guess.
And I don't know. Stephen A. picked Golden State to win in seven, and he's 0-6 in the last
0-7, I think.
0-7,
right? Yeah.
His last final seven finals predictions, he's 0-7,
which
so.
Is actually hard to do.
Yeah, so
you have a 50-50 shot each time.
But you could make the argument he's due.
You very math points his way.
Right.
So how many games? Who wins?
I'm gonna say Golden State in six.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Golden State in six. And that's being generous. It might be five.
I'm saying Cleveland in seven.
Ooh. I hope you're right.
Cleveland in
seven. I don't think this is going to be as much fun as people think it is.
It won't be as much fun as it was last year.
So, no, it wasn't
nothing
that
will ever
fun.
Be as fun All right, as last
so it
year
wasn't
was.
That fun last year. If you recall, the first six
okay,
games were blowouts.
Game six and seven were fun.
Game seven was fun.
Dude. Game six was fun, too, to force game
games
seven.
Games five, six, and seven were fun.
Nope.
Cleveland was down 3-1.
One, two, three, four, five, six. It doesn't matter. Every game was double-digit blowouts.
It matters because when you're down 3-1, you don't win a series
but
like that. It does
run
not
it
happen.
Back. Every game sucked except game seven.
I thought six and seven were fun. 6-4, 7-7 to nobody had ever done that before. Anyway, no, I just don't. I don't know, man. I can't see. The difference between the starting fives is too scary to me.
I don't know. But Kevin Love's been playing the best basketball of his life.
That's true.
Kyrie is unreal.
Dude, Kyrie is a man.
Kyrie's coming into his own.
Kevin Love, compared to last playoff run, is playing so much better.
Kevin Love was non-existent last year. Kevin Love's
getting
now
excited.
Kevin Love's back to Kevin Love.
Don't build this up for me.
And LeBron is still the best player on the planet.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Unstoppable. And if he just decides to go to the rim, like he should, like every possession, no one can stop him. Except maybe.
Speaking of unstoppable.
It's going to be a series, man.
LaMelo Ball.
Oh, God.
So, does anybody know the context of this video that went viral yesterday? It's him in an AAU game, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's an AAU game.
That his dad coaches.
This is LaVar Ball's son, for those who don't know.
The youngest one.
Youngest of the Ball crew. Right.
LaMelo.
I think he's already committed to UCLA.
15 years old, I think. Here's what sucks for the kid.
Well, he might be 110 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, he's
for
tiny.
People who haven't seen the video, though, describe what he's doing.
Yeah, he's playing the AAU game, and basically he... It's just a montage or
2 minute compilation of just
2 minute compilation of him playing in this game,
really,
and he
really
throws up
basketball.
I don't know, four air balls in the video. He gets one stuck between the rim and the backboard.
About 20 turnovers.
He gets the ball ripped from him several times. It's just an embarrassing game. I think they lost by
50 or something.
Like they lost by 52 points.
It's like a guy running down the court and doing a bad impersonation of Steph Curry is what it looked like. He like keeps trying to pull off these handles that he doesn't have. He's doing the Steph Curry shot from 7 feet behind the 3-point line, except
it's really
going in, he's bricking the fuck out of it.
Does part of you feel a little bad for the kid?
Because he's 15?
Well, not just because he's 15, because his dad is a complete clown, and this game is not, you know, spread around social media if his dad wasn't such a
clown.
He's
just a normal 15-year-old kid.
He puts his son in the spotlight, and now there are cameras on him at his AAU game, and people just want to rip on the kid. Like, he's 15. Like, I get it.
Yeah, I feel bad.
I get it.
For him.
The family's a joke. His dad's a complete idiot. But the kid, he didn't ask for
I feel bad for him, but I feel worse for the oldest one who actually seems like a decent human being.
Well, he's about to be rich, so I don't
feel
too bad. Also,
okay, well, I mean on a level of, like, how annoying must your dad be? Because he's the one who, like, when you look into his eyes, you're just like, fuck, you really don't like this guy. But this kid is all in.
Yeah.
LaMelo has completely bought into this bullshit.
He's already got, like, some douchey haircut.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, man. Like, when he's running down the court, firing up jackass shot after jackass shot, I could understand if it was like twice. And then you got to snap the fuck out of it and remember that there's cameras on you and play normal basketball.
He just kept going.
He shot like 30 of the worst shots I've ever seen in my life.
His entire game was a heat check.
Yes. I've never seen that done before. How fucking stupid.
At one point in the video, he was hailing it at the top of the key or something. And just loses it. Like, no one touches it. He just loses it, and it's an over and back because it goes to the, you know, the
oh,
back
God.
Court. And he throws his hands up like, what do you mean? Like, you can't argue that call, man.
Someone needs to
take
the audio of Philip Seymour Hoffman just going Rainmaker and just, like,
rain
put
drop.
It on the video.
Dude, if that hasn't been done, somebody needs to do it. That's exactly what this fucking dude looked like out there.
So embarrassing.
All right. No more time on the Ball family. Moving on to the Stanley Cup Final. We're one game in. One dramatic, weird game. The Penguins went like 37 minutes without taking a shot in game one at one point.
Predators kind of dominated the game and lost.
No, they did dominate the game. Statistically, on paper, on the screen, and they found a way to lose.
And it would have been a totally different game if it wasn't for this bullshit NHL offsides penalty.
Okay, so how long... I don't know this because I've only been a Preds fan for the past 29 years of my life. Yeah. When did the review come into play like that? Because what we're referring to, the Predators scored a goal to take a 1-0 lead in the first period that was reversed by review, determining that a player was offsides, nullifying the play.
Which they took footage that was... The grainiest footage I've ever seen.
And it was as close as it could possibly be.
There was no, like, you know how in the NFL there has to be, like,
indisputable. It has to be
evidence.
Indisputable. This would not have worked in the
NHL. I don't think you need that.
This particular play, like, that was what I was comparing it to because it's the only thing I have to compare it to in my mind. I was like, he might be offsides, but in the NFL, this one would get thrown out because it's not indisputable.
Right. And the ref was right there.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately right behind the guy.
Yeah, it sucked because it was a great goal.
It was like a minute before the goal, so
yep.
That's kind of weird.
It was just everything about it was shitty, and it was kind of a bummer. It was the first thing in this postseason that has made me be like think negatively of the NHL in any way.
Right.
Everything else that's happened, I'm like, this is the greatest sport in the world and the greatest league ever.
So I think these reviews are relatively new. I don't think it's this year. It might have been last year, but I've been seeing a lot of people on Twitter. Like
bitching
about it.
Sure. Oh, people went fucking crazy during this game on Twitter. I was all up in hockey Twitter. Me just leading the charge for Preds Nation.
I got heavily involved in hockey Twitter thanks to Mia Khalifa just retweeting all my stuff.
Oh yeah. We also had a catfish thrower.
What's the story here? I don't know exactly.
I don't care about this story. Let's talk about just how terrible that call is and how terrible the Penguins Let's Go Pens. Like air horn is.
We already talked about that.
But
Dan.
It's so bad. It's so goddamn bad. How
it is very, very bad. It's one of the most annoying things in sports. Last week I compared it to the Vuvuzela.
But how do you like watch the game with audio? How do you watch it with sound? Because it's every like 15 to 30 seconds.
So the Spurs have a similar chant. It's just Let's Go Spurs, not super creative.
That's fine.
But there's no air horn and no one is upset by this. It's the fucking air horn that really bugs me. That really makes it. It's just like, god damn.
I've talked to several Penguins fans about this, and they've just ignored my request to talk about it. They're just like, no, it is what it is. How their eardrums aren't blown out of their head, I don't know.
So what is the catfish deal, though? This is Is this a long-standing Preds tradition?
No, this is a story Micah found and thought was funny and hilarious, and so he threw it on the docket.
The entire internet was talking about this. What the fuck are you talking about?
This is a huge headline, Dan.
I don't think so.
No, it is.
You're quite wrong, sir.
Yeah.
But a grown man threw a catfish onto the ice in the middle of the game, and there was a stoppage in play. He was thrown out of the game, obviously. He's being charged by Pittsburgh with, like, some kind of crime. And people were raising money to, like, pay his bail and shit. But apparently he had some other bigger plans. I don't know. I saw this fucking story took over the internet yesterday. It was all over the place. His bigger plans involved, like, remember in Billy Madison when he's like, I'd like to get a bucket of ice and a 6-iron and go up, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Billy Madison?
Can we get that clip somehow?
6-iron. Happy Gilmore?
No, Billy Madison. He's got Veronica Vaughn in the tent, and he's telling her, like, what he would like to do or something like that. And it makes absolutely no sense. But we got to find that clip and play it, because I'm not doing it justice. I'll find it for you, Micah. Anyway, this catfish thrower was about to be lauded as, like, the savior of Pittsburgh when... I'm sorry, the savior of Nashville when they came back and tied this thing up and made a game of it and ended up losing anyway. But in hindsight, it just ends up being kind of a non-story. The guy's quote was, I'm just a dumb redneck with a bad idea, was his awesome quote.
So did he bring the catfish from Nashville?
I don't know.
Yes, he drove the catfish from like a... hundreds of miles away from Nashville to Pittsburgh.
Did he keep it refrigerated or on ice?
Part of his plan was that he placed it in a bag with an air freshener or something, so it went like it, so there. There was a 10-step process.
He went to great lengths to get this to happen, and if they had just found a way to win, this guy would have been a fucking hero. He would have got a key to the city.
Originally, he planned to stash the fish in his boots, but the head of the fish made it impossible, so he created a catfish underwear sandwich. Regular drawers went on first, then the catfish, then a pair of compression shorts, then a pair of baggy pants.
So this was in his dick. This was a dick catfish.
Yeah, he said that. Thankfully, he's a bigger guy because skinny jeans would have shown it off, that's for sure.
Good quotes from this redneck. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with Major League Baseball.
So if you're listening to this, you probably enjoy podcasts. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast ourselves. I'm Dave. I'm here with Will and Dylan. We're Touching Base guys. Why don't you come join us? Be part of Touch Nation. It's a thing. It's sweeping the country and even the world.
I thought we were calling them Base Touchers.
Base Touchers, Touch Nation, Touchers, whatever you want to call yourself. We just want you to listen.
I thought it was DCO Nation, Deal Closes Only.
That's a whole different thing. It's a subset. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to pick up on this. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Just give us a shot during your business. That's all we ask.
All right, we're back. Time to talk baseball. First things first, we got the Bryce Harper fight that... this thing was entirely overrated.
You didn't want to talk Phillies Marlins?
We can talk Phillies Marlins.
No, we don't need to talk about Phillies Marlins.
Bryce Harper charging the mound after taking one to the hip. Good move to charge. Bad... punches. Baseball fights never live up to the hype, so I get that people were pumped because a couple of, I'm doing air quotes here, punches were landed. But in reality, the punch Bryce Harper landed was like the inside of a closed fist. It's more like a knuckle slap.
There weren't any like super clean punches landed, but as far as baseball fights go,
it was good.
This was an A.
Yes, but only because the standard for baseball fights is so fucking shitty.
I think the standard's been raised because of the Odor.
No, Odor was that was such a rarity that does not happen. The last time it happened like that was the Nolan Ryan Robin Ventura.
But I got a taste
probably.
Of it, and now I need. That's all I need.
And that was awesome.
That to me is what doesn't make sense here. Is considering that we got a great one last year, a great punch, like maybe the best punch we've seen landed on a baseball field. The comparison between that and this should be pretty clear to people. Like, this was bullshit.
Well, it's also really hard to punch up.
Yeah.
A dude that's, like, 6 inches up on the mound.
Sure.
So, like, it's like Star Wars. I got the high ground.
But here's the other part of it that made it bad to me. The helmet throw.
How much it slipped out of his hands.
And well, yeah, dude, you got to see that coming from a million miles away. You that, like angry, slippery object throwing is not going to go your way, man. That just was never going to work out. You look like a complete buffoon.
And then he landed maybe one punch. I thought I saw. Like
it was. They
each landed one punch.
Yeah.
And then Buster Posey kind of just chilling back.
Buster Posey, total bitch mode, just staying back.
No,
in the
I think.
No.
If you're Buster Posey, no. you're very no. fragile.
No.
He's got a history of injuries. He kind
of
sit back.
If someone is charging your pitcher and you're a catcher, if you don't jump in, you are a fucking twat.
Maybe he's not a Hunter Strickland guy.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think he'll ever recover.
That's his teammate.
I don't think Buster Posey will ever recover reputationally.
He's my bitch of the week. I had one of those on touching base yesterday.
I think he's intelligent. It was a smart move.
No, it was a
by
it
Buster.
It was a twat move.
He's got a history of just like unfortunate injuries. Just kind of sit this one back.
He's not going to go in there and start throwing haymakers, but he needs to hold Harper back.
Should he come
his
in
move.
Firing like Samardzija from the bullpen, just coming in full steam ahead and then taking out his own player?
The slow motion of those two idiots running into each other is the only thing that I appreciated about this fight. Like
that might have been the best like contact in the entire fight.
It was.
Samardzija
and
just
it was,
coming full force.
It was
force.
Fucking incredible in slow motion. Bryce got suspended 4 games for this. And Hunter Strickland got suspended 6 games. That's a lot. Come on, man. What?
Strickland coming out of the pen. So that's more. Usually if if it's a starting pitcher, you only miss one start. But since he's in the bullpen.
But still, just for. I just. That's a lot of games for Harper.
Justification behind that, I don't really get it.
The justification that the Major League Baseball is just saying, do not fucking do this.
So apparently this goes back a few years.
But why would Harper get fewer games? He's the one who charged.
Yeah, but, all right, so Strickland threw
because
at him.
Because Strickland is a closer, right?
No.
He's a
reliever.
Setup guy.
He's a reliever.
But he threw at him because Harper apparently went yard on him twice in the playoffs. In
right, it was clearly very intentional.
Yeah.
So I understand that part of it, but that's still within, like, the realm of the game, his throwing. You know.
Yeah, but it's like a playing time situation thing. They're considering Strickland's contributions to the team.
So 4 games for a starting outfielder equals 6 games for a relief pitcher, basically. Like,
but also Strickland throwing at they're like Major League Baseball has made a concise effort to stop pitchers from throwing at players because it's let's be real it's the second most dangerous thing that happens on a baseball field. Is guys getting thrown at. The number one most dangerous thing is guys hitting a baseball near or at a third baseman or pitcher's head.
Or at a pitcher's head, yeah.
Yeah. But they don't like that shit. They don't want you throwing at people, even though he pegged him in the hip. If you're going to peg somebody, this was the way to do it.
Yeah. Throwing at someone's head is way, way different.
That shit's
than
fucked up.
His hip.
I do not condone that. But, dude, come on, man. This is part of the game.
It is part of the game.
And it's bullshit
but,
to me.
But he also put Harper in a position where he had to respond. Because if he doesn't, he knew it was intentional. He's kind of a bitch for not. If he just walks to first base,
sure.
Bryce Harper trying to get some street cred.
He put him in a little pickle there.
I mean, I agree with that too. I don't know. All in all, there's like 700 games in the baseball season. 4 games, 6 games. Who gives a fuck? I hope we get more of this. I like baseball fights. This one actually had some action in it. Like something happened. There's nothing worse than a bench-clearing brawl that's not a brawl at all.
By the way, is that unique to baseball? Think about fights in other sports. The bench
football.
Is clear? No, they don't.
It happens in hockey.
Absolutely
not. Remember the Miami FIU fight a few years back?
Okay, about
dudes
Andre
just swinging helmets.
Think about Andre Johnson and...
Yeah, nobody does that. Cortland Finnegan.
Cortland Finnegan. Those two, they just
nobody
went at
does
it.
That because in the NFL... There would be hell to pay.
Hockey, obviously, they do not do that.
They do it on occasion.
No, hockey
it,
has
it has happened
brawls.
In hockey.
Baseball, it happens every single time. Even if they just start walking toward each other,
it's just a weird thing.
Bench is clear. I love it,
but they never make contact.
But that's what
I feel like. It'd be better if they just left it one on one. So Buster Posey kicks back and he just lets Bryce Harper fight Strickland one on one.
Okay,
so better. That'd be a better.
I like the hockey system because normally, if you square up and you start throwing punches, you're allowed to do your thing. At least until one of you ends up on the ice or you've just locked up
stops,
so badly that you can no longer throw punches. But occasionally in hockey, shit will get out of control where there's like fight after fight. And then like we've all seen one YouTube video where the entire team and all the referees and it takes 30 minutes to clear the ice and the game gets canceled. And it's the funniest shit ever. It's usually like a Canadian like amateur league or whatever. But those are fantastic. Although that is very rare in hockey. You're right. Baseball is the only one where pretty much every time. No, every time. If there's a fight, the bench is clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing weird. But for whatever reason, nothing happens.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to adopt a system in baseball where it's just 1v1. Nobody comes crashing in like Jeff Samardzija. Because I feel like that's more dangerous. I feel like you just let the two guys handle the situation. It'd be better. And just throw down.
I don't think so.
You know what a baseball fight is? It's the scene in Braveheart where the two armies are charging at each other full speed. And then they fucking stop right before they head into each other. And it turns out that William Wallace has already made a deal with these Irish guys.
It's a lot of hold me back.
It's my island.
A lot of baseball fights are hold me back.
That's a typical white guy group fight.
Yeah, so I'd rather have one-on-one fights.
Just a scuffle with no punches landed.
Baseball players are weirdos. We've been over that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I enjoyed that fight. That was a good fight.
As far as baseball,
for baseball standards, that was a really good fight.
Fantastic.
Biggest winner though, Buster Posey by far.
No, he's a bitch.
All right, the NFL starts in what, 99 days? We got 99 more days of sports.
Well, mostly baseball soon.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're about to enter the. I don't know what you want to call it. It's
the summer lull,
the dark period of the sports calendar especially for guys. I've got the best team in the league right now in the Astros, best team in baseball, incredibly fun to watch, and I still am dreading what is about to hit.
Yeah, we got max seven more
basketball
games.
Regular season baseball is very unexciting until it's.
Yeah, dude, it is very unexciting
until there's a month to go and teams are scrambling.
Went to a game Sunday, Phillies, Reds. My buddy's brought his British girlfriend over. First baseball game ever. Not the best representation of baseball. Philadelphia Phillies, Cincinnati Reds. She was not very entertained.
Not enthused?
No.
Well, 99 days, we can kiss this all goodbye. But until then, try to enjoy these NBA finals because it's about to be just baseball season.
I mean, we got plenty of OTA talk. We can talk recruiting. We can talk summer camp.
That shit's awful.
Schedules.
Also awful.
Start chalking up wins and losses.
And that's the exact reason that both like the, all that over the top NFL coverage is so bad. Like the going through the schedule, the OTA, like dude, I don't care. I don't want to see that shit.
At Tennessee, that's a W.
Oh, I did see that Giants star receiver Odell Beckham is skipping OTAs to work out with Johnny Manziel.
No, I saw he was dating Iggy Azalea.
Those are two poor
choices.
Those
are two different things.
Yeah.
But
they're two terrible stories, though. You don't want to see that if you're a Giants fan.
Yeah, if you're a coach, you can't be happy that your star receiver is going to work out with a complete scrub like Johnny Manziel.
And date Iggy Azalea.
I don't even have a response to the.
Is he really dating Iggy Azalea?
That's what TMZ says.
Holy shit.
She is a train wreck.
She is
what
not
the
attractive.
Fuck is wrong? Well, he is a train wreck, clearly.
He's a hothead. I know he's.
I didn't know he was the level of stupid to work out with Manziel instead of attending OTAs and to date what is essentially an Australian white rapper.
I don't even think Josh Gordon's working out with Manziel. And he can't even be in the league.
Josh Gordon's just not working out with anybody. Might smoke.
No, he is working.
Might smoke weed with Manziel.
He's swole as fuck. Josh Gordon.
He's big. He's a big dude.
Josh Gordon is in peak shape.
You're the number
play.
One Josh Gordon fan.
Love Josh Gordon.
In the world.
Dan thinks Josh Gordon is a top three receiver.
Top three receiver in the NFL right now if he could play, but he can't play.
No, he cannot. In pro wrestling news, Randy Orton made a splash yesterday by a literal splash. Wow. Look at that wordplay.
We're your podcast for all things WWE.
Yeah, we are. He RKO'd his kid into the swimming pool a couple years late.
Well, no, he's been doing this for years.
It's his move, though.
It's his move.
This video is a couple years late. This was a thing. Everybody was RKOing each other like a summer or two ago.
Because his finishing move is the RKO. So he's been doing it for
years. I am aware of that. I'm saying he failed to capitalize on it until now. Why is there Randy Orton RKOing his kid? Dylan, give me your argument here. You don't think this is staged?
I don't think it's staged.
You think Randy Orton legitimately just RKOs his kids all the time?
I think his wife is just having fun filming the kids in the pool, and her son's about to run and jump in, and he sees an opportunity, And he runs over there and spears him and RKOs his ass. So it was perfect.
Anytime Randy sees an opportunity to RKO a human, he feels compelled
to
do
maybe.
It?
How much fun would that be?
If anyone's going to nail a perfect RKO,
like, oh, Randy
it's going to be Randy
again.
Orton.
I get it. I get that it's a finishing move. I get that. I understand that concept.
He comes like off screen. If it was set up better,
it's 1,000% staged.
I don't think so.
There's multiple things going on. Like a kid jumps in the pool, then it like clearly goes over to the next kid, and then it clearly goes over to the next kid, and that kid gets RKO'd just coincidentally.
Was the kid in on it?
Kid didn't see it coming.
The kid
she was just like, "Hey, run to the pool, and I'm gonna film you."
The kid's in on it.
He's a good actor.
I can't believe you internet people are falling for this.
Hey man,
shit.
Wrestling's real to me. Damn it.
I can sniff out a fake video before anyone else. And that's
clearly
a fact.
Not.
This is not fake.
This is severely damaging your reputation right now.
Nah.
I think you're going to regret this moment. I really do.
No one's ever snuck one of these by me.
Ever.
Ever.
Randy Orton is going to be your downfall.
No.
That is sad.
It's a real video, man.
Sad. We don't have any hotline calls, but we do have a hotline for which the number
Where's
is 800.
Where's DJ Crime Dog at, by the way?
Dude,
fuck that guy.
I'm going to call him out real quick.
I just did.
I'll call him out a second time. He called in to the hotline for our television, movie, and entertainment Game of Thrones-centric podcast,
okay.
Which is titled Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, if you want to subscribe to that.
Shameless plug.
And delivered the worst call he's had.
Wow.
No rapping.
Ooh.
A long call. Took forever to get his takes out there. Crime Dog, you're better than that.
Just wants some general TV knowledge.
You got to be better. Our hotline for this show, Backdoor Cover, is 800-392-6344. Call in, ask us a question, rant about your favorite team, give us a take on some sporting event and or news. 800-392-6344. We play the best calls on the show and respond to them. We don't have any this week. Apparently nobody loves us. Did we not record last week? We did record last week.
We recorded
week.
Friday.
We did a micro.
I was gone.
Oh, we did a micropod. That was highly entertaining.
We got good reviews on that.
People like the micropod.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. I think we're done here. You have any shouts? You want to give shouts?
Nope.
Shouts to LaMelo Ball. Keep living the dream, kid. Keep heat checking.
Shoot or shoot.
Sorry for your dad, man.
Shoot your shot 2017. That
Big
guy is
brand.
The leader of that movement now. My God. Shouts to Randy Orton's kid that got RKO'd. And fooled the shit out of Dylan over here.
Shouts to PK Subban. Seems like a good dude for Nashville.
I really like him. Shouts to the Preds. But
Preds in seven.
He was robbed. Subban was robbed of that goal. It's bullshit.
Totally different game.
Completely ruined the game. Yep. Completely ruined the momentum.
Are you a big momentum guy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge momentum guy.
Love momentum. And that was a big momentum changer.
That shifted all the momentum.
My God, it did. Who else? Shouts to Micah. I feel like he never gets shouts.
Well, he didn't bring his laptop today, so he can play voicemails.
Micah shaved his face. He looks really weird.
I don't like it when people shave that sometimes aren't shaving.
That usually have a beard?
Like when Micah shaves or when Will DeFreeze is the best example ever. He just looks like a rapist uncle.
Yeah. Micah has potential here. He could, if he just slicks back his hair, grows out a little bit, he's going to be Jonah Hill from War Dogs. But apparently he's not a big Jonah Hill guy.
Okay. I love Jonah Hill. I love fat Jonah Hill. I should be clear
he's
about
talented
that.
Talented actor.
Don't come out here being skinny and pretending to be skinny and better than all of us.
It's better than his current look, which is John Wayne Casey.
John Wayne Gacy.
Gacy.
Someone told me I looked like a shaved rat yesterday.
Wow.
Which is great.
Was that
Thanks.
Veronica?
I'm going to keep that anonymous.
Okay. Oh. That is not what you want to hear from any human, male or female.
That's not a good look, usually.
Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Leave us a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. If you leave a good 5-star review, maybe we'll read it. I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at WR Bolin. Follow Dylan at D. What is your.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then follow Dan. You have one that differentiates, right? You added your middle name to a social media recently. What are you doing?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did?
No, I didn't.
Dude, so yes.
Now it's my handle. It's just
as you explain it.
Dan underscore Regester.
Are you
Twitter.
Trying to be like more prestigious?
And then Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat.
Yeah, right here on Instagram.
Right. That's my name, not my handle.
Don't wear it out. Bye bye.